across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Good afternoon, my lovely ladies. Good afternoon, Joe, and good afternoon, Ruth. How are you?
Hello.
Fine, thank you.
Do you want to come a little, push yours a little bit closer, Ruth? So, you are from the Cambridge Ladybirds, WI, and you've got an exciting event coming on tomorrow. Will you tell us all about it?
Yeah, sure. We are running an event to celebrate International Women's Day tomorrow at the Storiesfield Centre in Eddington, and it's called Some Nasty Women. Doors open to the public at 1:30, and tickets will be £8 on the door. And for your £8, you'll get six brilliant speakers, including Ruth, who will tell us all about that in a minute. And we will have talks about all sorts of things, all from women who are coming to talk to us about their ideas.
Right, so can you just tell me, how did you pick this Some Nasty Women? There's a reason behind
this,
isn't there?
Yeah, there is. There is a reason behind this. So during the presidential elections in America the last time, during one of the presidential debates, Hillary Clinton had the audacity to contradict something that Donald Trump said.
Oh, yes, terrible.
I know. And he muttered under his breath, "Nasty woman."
Yes.
And after that, the phrase "nasty woman" has kind of been taken on board by some of the modern feminist movements to mean a woman that dares to speak out and contradict what the menfolk might think. And so when we came up with this idea to have an afternoon of speakers and that we would get women to come and talk about what they think and their ideas and the work that they do, we decided they would be our nasty women. So Cambridge Ladybirds are presenting you with Some Nasty Women.
Excellent. So it's not like on nasty topics that people might not want to hear
about at all.
No. So Ruth, maybe tell us about your talk first.
So my talk. So I have an artistic background. Mm-hmm. I have a degree in fine art printmaking, and I've always been really interested in art that's not necessarily mainstream. Mm-hmm. I'm really interested in female artists. And when I joined the WI back in 2012, I suddenly became aware of this movement called craftivism.
All right.
So that's what my talk is going to be about. So I suddenly became aware of people doing these fantastic yarn bomb installations, embroidered art. It can be on any cause that you have.
Yeah, so it gets the embroidered art thing is putting out very serious messages, isn't it? Powerful messages, I should say, in what would be taken as a kind of a twee in the past.
It's reclaiming that artistic skill that is generally seen, as domestic, something that kept women at home, something that was only for women. So it's something that is used a lot, not a lot, by female artists, female protesters, who just want to make a statement or a comment.
And when we've seen a real growth in yarn bombing, and I think a lot of people, you know, it's a lovely, it's also a very beautiful thing.
It's very tangible. Well, we talk a lot about feminization of spaces that they're put into. So it makes something feel safe, it makes it feel welcoming, but it also has a point to get across.
Excellent.
It takes down that barrier that some art forms can make quite, I forget what the word is.
It's meant for other people.
Isn't meant for you. Mm-hmm. It's out in the open. It's usually free to go and see. So,
and a big example of that in recent years has been the pussy hats that women wore at the women's marches. Mm-hmm. You know, that they were made by other women that couldn't necessarily be there but wanted to show their support. And that has become such a powerful image of that movement. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
It's quite divisive.
Yeah.
The pussy hat, the word pussy. Mm-hmm. It's quite a divisive thing. I've had people approach me in the street, not to be rude to me, but they're like, "Oh, you've got one of those hats on." I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Oh." And it's like, it marks you out.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a bad thing, personally.
We have quite a lot of pussy hat wearers in the Ladybirds, don't we?
Excellent. And also, that's just one of how many talks, did you say?
Six.
So can you give us a bit of a flavour of the other ones?
We have an ex-member called Deirdre Kelly coming over from Ireland, where she's moved back to now. She was really involved with the Yes campaign to do with the repeal of the abortion Ban.
Okay.
So she's coming over to talk to us about her work in that and how she got involved and how she feels about it. We've got a lovely lady who I actually know from our school playground, who's also called Ruth, who started stand-up comedy in her 40s.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so she's coming to talk about what it was like to do that. And before she started as a stand-up comedian, she was a female engineer. So a lot of her material draws on that and her experience of life living in a very male-dominated world.
My background way back was in engineering.
Yeah,
as well.
Mine too. So, yeah.
And actually, now you've said that there's probably a lot of material you can use there.
Yeah, so Ruth will be
very interesting.
Ruth will be there talking to us about that. We've got a lady from Katia, who's originally from Germany, but lives in Newcastle now, studying for a PhD. She's coming to talk to us about women in cycle activism and the importance of hearing women's voices in that.
What exactly is cycle activism?
Well, people who think that for one reason or another, cycling is a very important thing to integrate within our city. So that could be for environmental reasons, it could be for health reasons, it could be just because, you know, there's too much congestion. But they come together and they lobby their local councils to improve the access for people who are cycling and to try and increase the uptake in cycling.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, she's coming from outside the city, but it's clearly this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is something we need in this.
It is something we need. And it's that a lot of cycle activism is traditionally undertaken by men. Mm-hmm. So you hear from male cyclists a lot. But there are lots of barriers that stop women from cycling. So, for example, because I was a traffic engineer, so these things kind of come into my head. But yeah, so, for example, I think the statistic is that over 75% of fatalities for cyclists involving HGVs are female.
Wow.
So there's obviously something going on there to do with the way women cycle differing to the way that men cycle. And so it's important to kind of take that into account and try and figure out why, so you can provide facilities that prevent that from happening. So Katia is coming to talk to us about that. Then we've got Adeline Buckland coming, and she is an academic and she specialises in Victorian literature. Not necessarily fiction. She does a lot to do with factual stuff, but she's coming to talk to us about the Victorians' idea of motherhood and how the idea that women were natural and men were technological, and about the things that were invented around the time to help aid raising children, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's her talk's called Mechanical Mothers. And then we've got Kathleen Richardson coming, who is the Professor of Computing and Ethics at Leicester.
Excellent.
Or De Montfort, I can't remember which. Sorry, Kathleen. she's coming to talk to us about her work, because she obviously deals with the virtual world and the ethics to do with that.
And there's a lot actually going on with that. AI and ethics is a massive area, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And about 12 months ago, she launched a campaign against sex robots because she says that they are leading to a crisis of attachment for certain groups of men with society, and the way that they view women is being changed by the existence of these machines. Mm-hmm. And so she wants to come and talk to us about that to kind of help us think that through a bit.
And so will all these talks, because they all sound so different and so fascinating, are they all going, not running at the same time?
No.
You can go to all of them?
You can go to all of them, yeah. Yes,
and there'll be tea and coffee breaks?
Oh, obviously, yeah.
And raffle.
Sorry, cake breaks, I mean.
Yeah, cake breaks.
Yeah, with an excuse of tea with the cake.
Cream teas will be available.
Oh, very good, very good. And obviously, raffle. As it's at WI, we do a good raffle.
Brilliant raffle.
Yeah. Yeah, and lots and lots of prizes I saw on Facebook.
I have made 2 pussy hats.
Excellent.
We have had a beautiful skein of yarn donated to us from a lady who lives over in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
She has a yarn company called Dye Candy. She produces fabulous. We commissioned a one-off set of skeins from her, which we have one available.
They'll never be dyed again.
Never be dyed again.
It's the only opportunity to get it.
We have a Ladybird's badge. We have some books, all sorts. We have some...
Oh, my paper cut.
Yes, the Nasty Women paper cut will be available for winning.
In the raffle, which is the logo.
And we also have some member donated items as well, which will be there on the day.
Lovely. So again, just repeat that I want to ask about your WI itself and the WI. But before that, so tickets are available on the door tomorrow.
Yes.
Stories Field Centre, Eddington.
That's right.
And it starts, doors open at 1:30.
That's all they
need to know. And then tea, coffee, cake and all the talks available. Yep. Going on till about what time?
About six o'clock.
Lovely. So that's a great way to spend your afternoon.
Indeed,
and it's open, as we said, open to anyone, gender and anyone.
Any persuasion,
exactly. Anyone that's just interested in seeing what's going on.
Come and see what's going on.
Come and help us celebrate International Women's Day.
Absolutely. And also, can you tell me a little bit more about your WI? Because I think each WI is a little bit unique, isn't it?
Yeah.
Has its own flavour, but we're all very similar in some other ways. Hmm. So,
the Cambridge.
So you started off about five years ago.
Yeah, we've just had our fifth birthday. We have quite a wide, varied membership. We get called a young WI, but
I know it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're a WI with many different members, all ages.
We always say it's a young outlook.
It's a young outlook.
And it's also within the city, because I think before 5 years ago, there was quite a lot outside the city, wasn't there, in all the surrounding villages.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know Mill Road is the same. We're just five now, I think.
Yeah. We grew initially out of the fact that there were waiting lists for the other existing Cambridge WIs. But we've grown, we've changed, our memberships members have moved away, we've had new members join. We seem to be known as the loud ones at the moment.
We're the campaigning WI.
We shout a lot about the WI resolutions that we've got going on.
Someone has to do it. I'm very pleased because ours isn't so much.
Yeah.
But it's great to see people taking the resolutions forward. Can you explain a couple of the resolutions as well? Because people might not realise how active WIs are
we've got a
campaigns.
Massive campaign history.
So I think this year is the 100th anniversary of the first WI resolution. Yeah. So
we've had resolutions dating back over the years. Keep Britain tidy, help high streets.
There was a campaign to raise awareness about venereal disease.
Mm. So we can be, that was back in the late 70s. So WI is quite
forward thinking.
Recently, so last year, the Cambridge Ladybirds were really got involved in the 2018 resolution, which was End Plastic Soup, which is all about single-use plastics, microfibers in the ocean.
And look at everybody today.
I know. We were there first.
Set ourselves a Ladybirds challenge, which then got taken up by several other WIs over the city and surrounding areas, is to reduce the use of plastics in our households. And it went so well. So well, in fact, that I got together with a couple of other Ladybirds and we decided to enter a piece on that subject into the Cambridge Circular Art Trail, which is run by Cambridge Carbon Footprint, who are massive friends of ours.
That's available for everyone to see now still.
It will actually be there on Saturday.
Yes, the reef will be there on Saturday. It travels round now if people want it.
It went to the Houses of Parliament last year.
Excellent.
Yes. So, yeah.
Everything in that reef, bar a couple of items, was created from plastics that were either single use or shared plastic fibres. And it was really good. We put the piece into the Oxfam window on Burley Street, and they said it was one of the most engaging pieces that they'd had during their time on the circular.
I think it's also opening eyes to actually what things had plastics. Yeah. I mean, I think people are beginning to get more aware, I think people who knew, like all the microbeads in makeups. I was always astounded by when I found out that
But this year, the campaign that we're working on is called Mental Health Matters. And so this is to raise awareness of the importance of breaking down the taboos around mental health and how you can gain help and the things you can do to make yourself feel better. And
we are currently construction of our new piece will begin tomorrow. With the public's help.
At the event.
Yes.
It'll start. Excellent.
We are asking people to contribute their experiences with mental health as much as they can, much as they feel they want to, onto pieces of fabric. So we'll have pens, things available for them to translate their experience down onto. And those will be put together it's kind of it's a little bit amorphous at the moment. It could change.
Mm. Yes,
but
yeah.
It will be constructed into some a form of art that mm-hmm. we hope to display, certainly during Mental Health Week in October, but probably do the rounds of several locations, and we'll tell you more when mm-hmm. we know more.
Lovely.
Yes, it's exciting.
One question I've got about the event tomorrow is, what about children or young people? Because I'm guessing the talks aren't really
necessary. Young children, I would say probably not. Mm. But if you have a teenager that's interested, yeah. I would say mid-teens up. And there won't be any children's activities. So
right, yes, that's what
that
I just
mind.
Thought.
Yeah.
Just to check
but yeah,
that.
We kind of, we say that it's at your discretion. If yeah. you think that your young person would enjoy this event, yeah. then you're more than welcome to bring them. You don't have to stay in the room for all the talks. If you think they'd like some of them, then do bring them along.
Yeah, that's you know. Great. Okay, well, thank you very much, Jo and Ruth. That's been really interesting. And good luck tomorrow. I hope it goes
thank
really well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you soon.